This is Radio Boston. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. At right about this time 2 years ago, Massachusetts decriminalized the possession of a limited amount of marijuana. And now Boston police are blaming the pot trade for an uptick in violent crime. But a Boston area researcher is blaming something else on pot. Sloppy thinking. Stop the presses, right? Well, more specifically, her findings indicate that marijuana use among people under age 16 has a detrimental effect on their brain function later in life. We'll hear more about that later this hour. But first, Massachusetts Senator Scott Brown spoke at a well-attended Greater Boston Chamber of Commerce breakfast this morning.
It's amazing to see the amount of people here. I didn't know you had this many members from my last experience.
His last experience being this time last year, when he was just the Republican sacrificial lamb lining up to be slaughtered by whomever the Democrats would nominate to fill Ted Kennedy's seat. What a difference a year makes. WBUR's Kurt Nickisch was at the breakfast. Hi, Kurt.
Hi, Sasha.
So, Kurt, this was Brown's first big public appearance in Massachusetts since Election Day. And since we're now leading up to November 2012, when Brown will be up for re-election, would you say this was the unofficial kickoff to his re-election campaign?
You know, it's almost like he's been running for re-election ever since he was elected in the first place. But he has been making a number of appearances around Massachusetts lately. He spoke to the Newton Chamber of Commerce, but also he made a big appearance this weekend at the new MFA wing opening. He made a crack about how it wasn't really his scene politically.
And I'll tell you what, it was one of the more moving 2 days of my adult life to be able to go in that gorgeous facility and say, wow, this is in Boston. This is historic. I used to study this in art history. I know that picture. Honey, look. Everyone there voted for me. Yeah. Every single person voted for me. It was unbelievable. I think I won by 90%.
Anyway, back to today. He did acknowledge that, you know, he's got this re-election coming up and that he's going to be running in earnest. But he really made the point that that's not what he's focused on.
You know, people say, Scott, you know, are you worried about your job? Give me a break. You know whose jobs I'm worried about? Yours. I'm worried about yours and the people that work for you. I'm worried about their jobs. Because unless we start to do a lot of things that I referred to and get our focus on actually job creation and dealing with the very issues that are affecting us, we're going to lose more jobs. So I'm running for re-election. I always have been. I never stopped. It's been like 17 years, and I'm always the underdog. I get it. I am a Republican from Massachusetts. I have the scars to prove it.
All right, so job creation, jobs, jobs. It sounds like that was clearly his message. And I guess that's not surprising. It was a Chamber of Commerce breakfast.
Yeah, of course, his message was always, you know, to create jobs and, you know, get government out of people's lives. But speaking to this audience, he really focused on corporate taxes. He wants the corporate tax rate reduced. He wants the capital gains tax for startups removed. He wants a research and development tax break reinstated.
And we need to strengthen America's efforts in these two critical areas to create a situation where our businesses and companies have the confidence to grow and create new jobs. Businesses are not evil. Okay, corporations are not all evil. Corporations are a group of people who gather together, whether they be nonprofit or profit. They gather together, a group of people like you, every one of you, to take advantage of the corporate laws and structure and protections and go forth and create jobs. They're not all evil.
Kurt, that sounded almost emotional.
Yeah, this term came to my head, bleeding heart conservative. You know, this bleeding heart for struggling businesses. But, you know, it's something that clearly resonated with people there.
So, Kurt, that's Brown calling for corporate tax cuts. Did he also talk about individuals, about the Bush tax cuts?
Yeah, so the Bush tax cuts, as you just mentioned, are set to expire by the end of this year. Democrats don't want them to be extended for families who make more than $250,000 a year. He says he wants all the Bush tax cuts that are in place now made permanent. But unlike a lot of the other things that he said with a lot of passion and, you know, clear conviction during the speech, this is the one thing that he said that I wondered when he said it if there isn't some room for compromise with him.
Now, Kurt, this is a Chamber of Commerce, obviously, a business group, but this is a relatively liberal business group for a Boston business organization. There are many Democratic members of the chamber. How did the audience respond overall to Scott Brown's message?
It was really interesting. There were a lot of, you know, as you heard, there was a big audience there, but a lot of folks really ate it up. It was kind of music to their ears. I mean, Laura Pellegrini was one of them. She actually runs an association of healthcare plans, and this was her reaction.
It seems like the senator is focused laser-like on jobs and getting our economy back on track, and he's not going to be deterred.
So I think the big question for some members in the audience, though, is just, is what Brown wants to do going to be the right, you know, concoction of things to get the economy going again? I mean, the fact is corporations have cut jobs and they actually are seeing very good profits lately. So is lowering taxes for them actually going to encourage them to do the things that he says they want to do?
And Kurt, as a little aside, you did mention there was a big audience. Do you think in part the size was simply because it's Scott Brown and he's still attracting crowds because there's a novelty factor?
Absolutely. I think he wasn't there in his truck, but he talked about it. You know, he's clearly a powerful political player.
Kurt Nikisch, WBUR's business reporter, thanks for giving us the overview on the Chamber Breakfast.
You got it.
WBUR will broadcast Senator Scott Brown's complete remarks this Sunday at 8 p.m.